That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and guess what? It's October 22nd. This is the last day of the square between Saturn and Uranus, and it's happening as we speak. We have a very powerful show tonight. I'm going to talk to you about three things that are going to affect the next 2 weeks, and it doesn't even include the November 8th eclipse, which we'll discuss next week. But first, I have to say this. My name is Elizabeth Joyce. I am a writer and an astrologer and a broadcaster. I know nothing about the stock market. I know nothing about money. So you need to understand that the information that's coming here is coming from the universe, not from me. And you have to make your own decisions as to what you want to do about it. So let's get started. Well, we have three things happening. We have Saturn turning direct. We have the Saturn-Uranus square. We have Mars going retrograde on the 30th. And we also have a partial solar eclipse in Scorpio. And I'm going to tell you what the energies are bringing. They're bringing power structure changes, they're bringing in new laws, and they're bringing in riots. This day brings in all these things. Banking systems will fail, there'll be a lot of shifts in the economy. And you need to remember that the energy happens before the action. So the energy comes first, and then the action comes after that. The energy pours onto the planet, and people react in certain ways determined by electricity, by radiation from the sun, by all the activity that's going on in the universe. And collectively, they respond. Saturn stations at 18 degrees Aquarius today until mid-January of 2023. Everything in the world is changing within the governments. By the way, today is October 22nd. Everything is clearing up and clearing out. Things that are not working well will be cleared away. There will be a crisis, and it could be issues around terrorism, air crashes, or earthquakes. We need to see things for what they really are, so we need to create a positive new way of life. I promise you that everything, Michael, everything will be different after mid-January, so hang in there. This Saturn square brings out the truth of what is really going on behind the scenes. Now we can't see it, but now it's going to start coming forward and things are going to go into clearing, healing, working it out, balancing. With the government, anything that is old, old ways, old corruption ideas, old leaders are going out, are leaving. What's new? Something fresh? Something new? Something that looks at the world differently, in a whole different light? Of course, that brings what we all don't feel comfortable with, and that's change. As for traditions, this can be very sad. It can bring a tear to your eye. Traditions allow us to remember and look back at the past. Traditions have been good. Traditions are home. What we're used to, what we're familiar with, our same old daily routines, as well as special holidays. Traditions are changing, and some are on their way out. A whole new generation is about to take over the world. Hopefully, it will be a better world. Things are always growing, advancing, and changing. So we are clearing out the old. The last time we had these energies was in 1963. Now, many of you remember 1963, November 22nd, and some of you may not have been born yet. That is the time that Kennedy passed. Now we've just had Queen Elizabeth pass. So we're looking at a big transitional change in governments worldwide as well as the USA. I don't quite know how all of this will unfold, but it will, and it will be very different, very difficult, very different, both for here and the UK and other countries as well. Astrology shows us patterns and cycles. This is a cycle. It has similarities. It happened before, and it will happen again. These cycles are year, like 45 years for a Saturn to square or oppose. So they all have their own personal timing. 242 years for Pluto to return. Everything happens in cycles. We're going to get stuck in stagnant energy if things don't change. Things always flow. Things are always moving. They may create much chaos, but in the long run, it's always a much needed change. I think from all of this upset we're experiencing through the closing months of 2022, people will have more respect. They may get their belief and their faith back, and that's good. That's the change for the world's benefit as well as within our own lives. Now, the Mars retrograde on October 30th. This is a rare retrograde. Mars going retrograde isn't rare, but this retrograde is. Mars retrogrades every 2 years. This one is very different. The time is upon us and it's critical. This particular retrograde is 5 days after a solar eclipse. It is a focus on the energy of impending danger. Mars is a red planet. It's hot. It's fiery. It rules weapons. It rules war. It rules hostility. Of course, it does rule good things too, like sports, competition, and all kinds of action. But you get the idea. Mars is competitive, is combative, and depending on what sign it's retrograde in, it gives us the results of what we are going to experience. Mars is retrograde in Gemini. It's an air sign. Now, every 2 years we're not at war, but this Mars retrograde in many effects, certain countries are at war, and this retrograde affects the United States. Why? On October 30th, the planet will stand still at 25 degrees of Gemini in the third house. It has been in Gemini for 1 month, but it's going to move backwards until it returns to direct motion on January 12th. So that's what retrograde is. As we look at national affairs, the area of the world that gets hit hard is the U.S. The last time Mars was retrograde in this sign was in 2008, and before that in 1991. Both of these sections, both of these cycles, created financial distress. And there's more. Those years were critical years for finances and brought about tension, recessions, and financial crisis in our country. And this is really no surprise at the point where we are politically in the U.S. right now. And we're here until December 4th. Mars is poorly aspected here and intensifies war, aggression, anger, and major problems. Let me review some of these dates and times so that you can be aware and understand what I'm talking about and what the energy can do. Mars retrogrades on October 30th. It stays there until January 12th. It stays in the sign of Gemini for a long time because of the retrograde. What does this mean? Gemini rules communication, confusion and misunderstandings, how we talk, how we think, how we relay information. All communications, our learning, our mind, our intelligence. All of this is going to be going haywire. No one will really understand anything. Confusion abounds. What else is new? Nothing will make any sense. There will be problem with internet, with computers. There will be all sorts of cyber wars. Please be careful. There's going to be problems with China and Russia, and that could have part to do with the cyber wars. Our computer information can be stolen, so watch out. Things are going to be going insane with all computers. Excuse me. There will be all sorts of upset with computers. This even involves air traffic control with our cell phones. This is cyber war. Then we will also have problems with finances. And this cycle will be down. The market will be down. And it will stay down through March of 2023. There will be no springing back very quickly. But don't worry, we have a handle on it after the election. And don't expect everything to go back to normal too quickly. This process takes time. By May or June of 2023, things will begin to come back. However, till then, we will be in a downward spiral. The damage has already been done, and it will continue through the end of the year. until Mars goes direct in January, with cyber wars and with other communication problems. There's a domino effect with blockchains, with shipping and deliveries, with connecting people, major issues. If you think there's a problem getting a car, just wait. There will be problems getting chips. There will be problems getting food. There will be problems getting building supplies. Everything that's been a problem already, well, it's going to get worse. So prepare yourself. I say that, and people look at me with a blank stare. You have to prepare yourself. You have to say, well, this may not happen, but the fact that it may happen, I need to be ready. With astrology, we do know when things are going to happen and when the energy is down. And we know when things are going back up. As it is above, so it is below. Around March 26th, there will be a great sadness in the world due to all the confusion, misinformation, and disarray. There could be teardrops in the world. And some of that is going to have to do with our treasured traditions. Things are not functioning right now, like governments. Aviation delays are getting worse. There could be grounding of aircraft. There is so much lies, so much deceit, guns and war, and cyber wars. Funds will be stolen in cyber wars. That will be in the news. People are going to be striking out, striking back. They will be frustrated and extremely angry. In many countries, and this has already begun, civil war, people rising up and striking out. And this even goes for you personally in your own life. Watch out for things that are happening in your own life in terms of relationships. Be aware that there are many people being falsely accused of things at this time. And that's the whole myth behind the Pleiades and the Weeping Sisters. The Weeping Sisters bring tears. Falsely accused of betraying their husbands? That's the mythology. And it was all false. We're in that phase now. You will find a list of people falsely accused coming out into the open. The truth is revealed. Of course, the media will have us believe what they want us to, depending on who you choose to listen to. And this is happening around the world, not just in the USA. Also, look at this falsely accused energy in your own life. Look at what's true. What is real? What is reality for you? Focus on that. Do not listen to conspiracy theories at this time. Let Alex Jones be an example. Nobody should have been listening to him. There will be plenty, plenty of false accusations. Please get centered, get your feet on the ground, find balance, find trust within the world, within yourself, and within your life. You will find that this Mars retrograde is here to teach us all something important. Maybe this is just going to be a tower moment, and a lot of destruction needs to come about before the clearing can happen. I am a firm believer that the clearing is going to happen by the end of this year, perhaps by the end of this month. And Mercury retrogrades again on December 29th. So the clearing could be just for that, because Mercury asks us to review and renew. We will be in shock and disbelief with all of this. Our status quo life will become debilitized for now. Long-running relationships dynamics will change. What we thought was comfortable becomes uncomfortable. The truth serum comes out after October 25th, and people will not be able to fake it anymore. A masked smile gets pulled off. We have a wonderful opportunity for the truth to come out, for people to come forward and tell the truth. I think they're called whistleblowers. And this can lead to chaos. But there's lots less chaos if people try to hang on to false belief narratives and refuse to acknowledge the truth. Since 2021, people have been willing to create things that are not real. They have out and out lied, or have not been willing to straighten out the bad ideas and decisions that have been made. This cannot continue. And because it has become extremely destructive, we have been immersed in energies of fear and greed. I'm going to say that again. We have been immersed in the energies of fear and greed. I want this to happen. I want this to really come out into the open because it has become extremely destructive. Oh, I can't believe that this is happening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to stop here for a minute and go right into our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of October 24th through October 30th, 2022. The focus this week is to get things done while you can. You will want to use this time between October 24th and October 30th very wisely. You may not have noticed it, but Sunday was a changeable day. Both the Sun and Venus moved into Scorpio, making you go to deeper and more vulnerable levels within. There is a benefit to going to vulnerable levels. Saturn ended his retrograde cycle period on Sunday too, and he's been retrograde since June. Now three of the five outer planets are finally moving forward, which provides an energy of getting unstuck and to move more quickly towards what you want to achieve. Of course, Mars is turning retrograde next week, so be careful of carving out new plans and energies in stone. It can't be done. Accomplish as much as you can, because luckily the stars are here to help you along. Starting with the lunar collection of Mercury and Saturn on Monday, supported by the Moon trine Mars, you will be filled with mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual energy required to push you through tremendous amounts of work in all areas of your life. This will happen through the thinking, developing, and talking about new ideas to action and implementing them. You're creating and manifesting. You can also bring a nice change into your personal life with warmth, cuddles, and hugs. There's a solar eclipse on Tuesday, October 25th at 3 degrees Scorpio, and it's a deeply emotional sign. This energy represents new beginnings, and it rises from deep within you, so it's going to rise and come out. You'll be very surprised, but pleased, and you'll feel freer. This eclipse conjuncts Venus, pushing you to reach out to an estranged loved one and try to end any lingering feuds. Apologies will be accepted and affection will be restored. Trust the universe. What a relief that'll be. Because Love and Money Venus is aligned with the eclipse, it's a good time to take a serious look at where your relationships and expenses are right now and where they're working for you or against you. Scorpio is great for research on projects that require intense focus. Scorpio is the sign of sex, death, other people's money, and taxes, and those issues will be on your mind as well as in the mainstream news. Wednesday is a day of creativity and productivity because Mercury trines Mars and the Moon trines Neptune. Wednesday evening supports sharing your ideas and ambitions with others, but do not force your perspective onto other people. Talkative Mercury makes harmony with assertive Mars, but also makes a challenge through obsessive compulsive controlling Pluto. Thursday, as things begin to wind down, Mercury squares Pluto, and essential mental energies are diverted from your focus over to petty office politics and gossip. On Friday, Jupiter moves back into Pisces until the winter solstice in December. This helps you complete projects that you started earlier this year. It also helps you adjust to your higher visions due to changes that have occurred since last May. Friday will be a somewhat lazy day when the moon squares Neptune. With both Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces, some issues you thought that you had resolved back in May might be dragged up again to work out and work through. On the weekend, it's a good time to explore new areas and new ideas where you can put your focus. Saturday, the moon moves into Capricorn to help you with tangible projects. Mercury also helps you focus your intent more deeply as it moves into Scorpio until November 17th. Resist biting off more than you can chew, or you could quickly feel a bit overwhelmed due to a T-square between the Moon, Jupiter, and Mars. Mars begins its retrograde cycle in Gemini on Sunday, November 30th through January 12th, 2023. The universe will hit the brakes with both feet. The rest of the year will move along in slow motion, causing many delays in all areas of your life. You will be more than ready to take a break from work and responsibilities and do something more spontaneous, thanks to a lunar trine with Uranus. Be outgoing and do something totally unexpected and outrageous. It's Halloween. Have a good time. Don't believe everything you hear, because Gemini likes to explore numerous possibilities before choosing a select few. Plus, things can get very exaggerated and overstated just before the U.S. election. There will also be a lunar eclipse on Election Day, November 8th, and it's going to be very interesting to see what crawls out from the underbelly of the Scorpio energies. Things like lies, deceits, exaggeration, overstating, and trying to cover things up. I think it's going to come out into the open. Let's hope so. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to call to ask a question or make an appointment with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back. And my producer and I were having a lot of laughs because somehow Alexis on my computer keeps going on and interrupting me. So I think what's happening here is that I'm being introduced to what's coming for the next few weeks. And it's very annoying. We're going to continue with talking about Mars retrograde, the eclipse on the 25th, as well as Saturn square Uranus. We have a lot more information, so we will run overtime tonight. Stay with me. I have a lot to tell you. There are illusions that have gone too far. All of this is unhealthy, and this unhealthy desire has created a collapse of a lifestyle while creating another lifestyle that is becoming detrimental to society based on untruths that have attempted to destroy the heart and hope within every human being. Why are we creating distance from our dreams? Why are we not moving towards our dreams? Why are we for 1 minute allowing ourselves to either hide or escape into the illusion of their untruth instead of standing up to them and fighting for the right thing and allowing the others to force their desires on us for greed? There have been lies to create some kind of a permanent imbalance. What is going on? However, we have to ask ourselves a new question. And that new question is, when we get past these two eclipses that I'm going to tell you about, the November 8th eclipse next week, it will be most difficult to continue to tell ourselves, I have accepted the things that can't be the way I want them to be. This disconnection is coming up for review and adjustment with these eclipses that are coming. But this is supposed to be leading us to a better world. The better world is removing the people, the laws, and the fake news about what's really going on, and to work towards love, truth, harmony, and peace. The solar eclipse is on Tuesday, October 25th. This energy is very intense. It's very dense, and it's in Scorpio. And that makes it poisonous. It's like the venom of a snake. It's also very sharp, but people can totally transcend confusion through an X-ray. This X-ray is going to shoot right through all the lies and deceits, right through the clouds. It's sharp Scorpio energy. Things we have been confused about, where so many of us have been misled. Things we haven't been able to figure out. You're going to be given the insight, and you can remove yourself from any unresolvable quandary or upset. You will finally be able to have control over the things that you should have control over: your body, your actions, and your movements. This eclipse conjuncts Venus, and Venus is in its detriment. It's in Scorpio. So Venus is also eclipsing the sun. What does this mean when Venus eclipses the sun? Well, relationship statuses could change. There's either a separation or an engagement. There's either a separation or an engagement, or food and activities that we enjoy could change. People could give up drinking alcohol. People could give up using drugs. People could give up gambling, or they could give up their favorite vacation spot. Or they could be finding a new hobby, and they could get a new pet. They could be finding a sense of joy in their life that can be important. However, first, we have a lot of dark changes coming in, because all the toxicity that Scorpio holds is going to come to light and pinpoint the illusions and the deceits and the lies. They're all coming up to the surface to be resolved. Scorpio is a very sharp, potent energy. It's like being stuck with a needle. It gets your attention. And there is all kinds of drastic, transformative government, personal relationships, and financial structure energies coming in right now. Don't think of the eclipse as just one day. They have a very wide influence. And we can feel this Janet energy up to a month beforehand. And for 6 months afterwards, we will feel this energy until the next set of eclipse, which is in April of 2023. All three of these forceful energies are upon us, all at once. Eclipse bring us intensity, especially in Scorpio. And they also bring us more seismic activity. That's earth changes, weather, earthquakes, volcanic eruption, and landforms could absolutely change under this particular eclipse. We have indicators of that energy already with a Saturn Uranus square in fixed signs. A classic example is earth eruptions and changes. If you know about solar flares, we've had X-class flares from the sun, which is quite rare. And we've been having 4 M-class flares from the sun daily for a while now. So the Earth is upgrading herself with the solar system as it receives all of these high energies from the cosmos. And us as human beings are receiving these energies as well. As all of this energy passes through our bodies, we can feel very unstable because it's new for us and it's moving through us at gigantic speeds. And you can feel very dizzy sometimes. as we go through our individual ascensions, we know that this is for the good, for our evolution, but it can feel very destabilizing. It can bring insomnia, dizziness, aches, pains. I wrote a book on ascension, a workbook, and in that workbook, which you can get on Amazon.com, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, I have a list of evolutionary destabilizing upsets to the body. It's also included in the new Spiritual Chakras book. I could get at the top award for sleeping lately, but now I get less than 5 hours of sleep at a time. That's starting to happen. So, light workers, you're going to get it too. Know that this is evidence of your personal evolution. The Saturn-Uranus square is going on now. Tonight, as we broadcast, is super important. It's been in the process for the past 2 years, but it's coming to a close. We are in a dying time. We're in a waning time at this. Energy is leaving. All this toxicity is leaving. And we're going to feel this closing energy all the way through November. Everything will change. Nothing will be the same at the end of November. And it really is a clash between the old and the new, between centralization and decentralization, between control and freedom. This is the broad energy that the Saturn-Uranus square brings. Classically, when we have hard aspects between them, it's happened before. We had, in 2008, we had an opposition of Saturn and Uranus. We had a square way back in 1932, and that was the beginning of the Great Depression. We also had some of this energy in 1929, when we had, on October 29th, we had the stock market crash. And I looked at those energies, and I looked at today's energies, and they are exactly the same. If I put the astrology chart of 1929 on October 25th, 2022, it's the same. They're 1 degree off. This is amazing to me. We have this exact same north node position, which I've explained in previous shows. This energy occurs in the USA second house, which is the house of money, finances, values. And in the fifth or sixth house, which is gambling, work, and health. In 1929, the north node was at 13 degrees Taurus. This time, it's at 12 degrees Taurus. There is a potential energy for us to have the same experiences that some of these past challenges had, again, because now we have a layering effect. It isn't just a Saturn-Uranus square. It isn't just that it's the same degree within one, but it's also where the Scorpio-Taurus axis is falling at that moment, right on the financial aspect. And remember Pluto? Oh, yes, don't forget Pluto. Well, it's grinding its way through the last degrees of Capricorn, which has to do with big business, big banking, and all of this can reveal any hidden financial schemes that are not for our highest good. All of this at the same time. Biden wants to bring in the Fed coin, the British pound has crashed, and China is stealing from anybody they can. Italy has financial challenges, and so on and so on. We're going to be seeing a lot beginning now. Take heart. It is not for the demolition of our financial system, but we also have a new financial system developing. Don't allow yourself to focus on the collapse. We really have to focus on where we need to get going, creating a better world, creating a better financial system that doesn't allow all of this stealing and lies. Know that there is another system and perhaps more than one system already in place and ready to be birthed. No, it is not the tracking Fed coin. The positive ascension over a new financial system is also reflected in our astrology. There is so much here, just so much that I wanted to say. We are definitely aware of what's been going on, and we know that we just can't keep going like this. Things have to stop. Things have to change. The people that are ruling over us have to stop. We have to be more free, make our own decisions. Things that are no longer serving you are going to go. Anything that is not good for your health, safety, well-being will not be able to stand up under this transit, and any untruths that are exposed are going to come out. Do not allow yourself to be charmed or lied to. And that is happening right now with every single advertisement you're seeing on television for this election. You're being charmed and you're being lied to, and you can bet on it. So I'm going to take a break, and we're going to have our station identification. And I have picked a song that was sung by Brenda Lee back in the 50s. And I am dedicating it to both the Republican and Democratic parties and this election, and for a lot of other people too. It's called It's Over, Nobody Wins. I'll be back after this with a lot more information.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Right or wrong, we've been hurting each other for much too long, and it's too late to try to say what might over. Nobody wins. make believe in forever is just a lie, and it seems a little sadder each time we try, 'cause it's a shame.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Brenda Lee with It's Over, Nobody Wins. Again, I'm going to tell you that I'm an author, an astrologer, a healer, and a broadcaster. I know nothing about the stock market, but I had a feeling in my heart on Friday, and I sold every single piece of stock that I own. Yes. The market is going to fall, and it's going to go down almost to zero. Companies are going to just crumble. Look at the statistics. Look at Britain. The banks don't have enough to pay the pensions out. So there's a little joke I always had. You can mess with me. You can call me names. You can call me stupid. You can take my job. You can do anything you want to me, but don't mess with my 401k. So I'm trying to walk you through it. I promised I would, and I am. So let's look at when this energy hits. Remember, the energy happens before the action. At 6:49 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, October 25th, Uranus, well, there will be an eclipse. When we have a big new moon, we also have a big new beginning. So check out where 2 degrees Scorpio falls in your chart. And don't forget to set a new intention at this time. Set an intention of what you want to accomplish and what you want to bring in. And breathe through your fear. This new moon is the perfect time to set a new intention. And remember to center it around the subject matter of where the energy falls in your chart, your house of career, your house of family, of work, of health, of relationships, whatever, wherever this falls in your chart, that's what you have to concentrate on. And you can have a reading with me pertaining to this. You can sign up on my website, new-visions.com. Or you can call 201-934-8986 and leave a phone number message for Barbara, and she'll get back to you. Eclipses bring about permanent changes. It could be a natural resource, land, or the physical makeup of a country. And 2 degrees Scorpio conjuncts, and 2 degrees Scorpio conjuncts the midheaven of Great Britain, which I just talked about a little bit. This is very interesting because it also affects the EU and their makeup. In the next few months, we are very likely to see some changes in that area, not only with the oil, but with their financial structure. Why would two prime ministers resign within days? There's something going on that we're not aware of, and that secret will come out. Scorpio is a very intense emotional sign, and it causes us to feel things very deeply. It's also the sign of secrets and hidden matters, and I think we're going to see many secrets come to light. Two of them that I'll mention is Hunter Biden and his laptop, and Jeffrey Epstein and his sexual scandals. We will see a lot of disclosure about this, mostly on video, within the coming weeks. Whenever we have an eclipse, it has to be close to either the northern nodal axis or the southern end. The north node represents our future, and that's at 13 degrees Taurus, and that's going to be the November 8th eclipse. Right now, we're at the south node, which represents our past, what we are growing away from. And it has to be at 13 degrees Scorpio because the nodes are always directly opposite each other. While this eclipse helps us to release and change our collective past, it also shows what we need to release individually. So let it all go around you. Let it go. Anything that is bringing you down, making you depressed, the sun is going to shine a light on whatever isn't good for you, whatever is outmoded for you. Scorpio is linked to toxicity and from our environment, any drugs or alcohol, fentanyl, from our thinking, from our thoughts. Our thoughts create toxicity in our body. If we are holding deep, damaging secrets, that can create toxicity. And it all has to be let go. We must release it. Otherwise, that's going to bring in dis-ease. Scorpio can bring up trust issues, betrayal, violation of trust. And we're going to find that basically at the top of our government over the next few months. It is absolutely linked to big banking, big money, often hidden money, laundered money, underhanded, underground, stolen. It is linked to investments like the stock market, loans, mortgages, pensions, interest rates. All of that will be in the spotlight, big time. While the North Node is in Taurus, that's your money, your wealth, your banking. That's your Social Security benefits and currencies. And because Venus is linked tightly to the Sun and the Moon, it's in its own eclipse, it's going to be linked to real estate and property. There will be a lot of turbulence around currencies over the next few months. And the pound has dropped, and there's more to come. There's going to be forced control of financial values for a while. Venus also represents families and love affairs, particularly around jealousy and possessiveness. Possessiveness is emphasized because Pluto is square to the Sun, Moon, and Venus. Although Pluto isn't in Aquarius yet, it's in orb of it, within 5 degrees. So Pluto brings in its energy as well, and it's around control, possessive, jealousy, and an intense relationship emphasis, as well as corporations. This energy will bring permanent changes around currencies and wealth. Take a deep breath here. Now, Uranus is conjunct to the North Node in Taurus and will bring in a new system. Right now, it's in aspect to upsets and upheaval. So again, we have this message of sudden radical change. Sudden, overnight, creating upset and upheaval, linked to big money, investments, banking, and how it's done, and how your money is handled and doled out to you. They've already put lots of restrictions on your money in banks. Uranus is also the planet of truth and clarity. So again, we have some truth coming to light. So we have a lot of past secret information that's coming to light. Anything underhanded, underground, that's Pluto, is linked to the underworld crime, espionage, digging deep. So a lot of murky stuff could be brought up over the next few months. And the good news is that Uranus is in Taurus is about investing and inventing new financial systems that are decentralized, because Uranus always represents the grassroots up. So this highlights that Uranus is not just about destruction, but it also brings us the energy for reconstruction. Now, I tell you, that's going to be more between March and June of 23. We have to go through this darkness first. And this is all for the benefit of humanity, to make sure it becomes decentralized. Because this two-year clash that we've had between Saturn and Uranus brings an ending to the old. Saturn always wants to be centralized, while Uranus brings freedom, decentralization. I told you when I started this way back in May, I started these programs. That is the direction that we're headed in, because Uranus represents our collective future. It has to win. And it's also conjunct the North Node, which is our collective future. In the first half of October, a lot of information came in. Lots of information behind the scenes, backstage. But we need time to sift through it in order to find the truth. The Neptune aspects we had then are going to create layers of fog. Like, what's true and what's not? Is that really true? That's a confusion as we move forward. How do you know? Where did all this information come from? Prove it. How can I let go of a basic thought and truth system that I grew up with? This has become physically dangerous. It brings forth anger, and it brings forth physical stress, and it brings forth physical problems and ailments. So be sure to drop down to your heart. That's the meditation we're going to do again tonight. Don't stay in your head, because when you stay in your head, there's too much mental input. Although Mercury has moved on, it is still in orb of Neptune. That's brilliant for creativity, for writing, for movies and film, but it isn't so good for clarity. Now, there's other aspects going on, too. We have Jupiter at 0 degrees of Aries, which is a cardinal sign, so it puts Jupiter on the nodal world axis as well. And when a planet lands on the nodal world axis, it throws issues onto the public stage. So things are going to be publicly exposed. Whatever is unfolding at the solar eclipse on Tuesday, and it's likely related to finances, economics, it's going to be blown up, enlarged, and exaggerated, and made bigger than it really is because of this aspect of Jupiter. It also, again, benefits humanity, because Jupiter is always looking towards the future. And I found out that the companies are going to disclose their earnings this next week. I don't think it's going to be too good, but it's going to be interesting to watch. On October 27th, Jupiter moves to 29 degrees Pisces. And it's going to move into a different sign. It's going backwards now. It's going to move out of Aries into Pisces. This is when issues could be blown out of proportion. Now, on October 27th, both Amazon and Apple report their earnings. It's going to be interesting to see what happens there. This is when the issues could be blown out of proportion. Back in April, Jupiter was conjunct Neptune in Pisces. And I say that when Neptune is linked, I said back then that Neptune was linked to the oil prices and that Jupiter would expand and inflate and that the oil prices would go up and bring in inflation. And it all happened. Now this energy is not just about the fuel prices, but it's about anything. Goods that are distributed, bringing about higher inflation. Sometimes there could be a panic effect, like heat for the winter or fuel for your car, trucks, and aircraft. But try to really use up this energy the best way you can to benefit you. Visualize and dream about a new earth, because this is about compassion, unconditional love. And I think there will be developed a great compassion to many beings, thousands of beings across the world right now. Keep that vision going. Keep getting beyond the darkness and into the light. Mars is now in Gemini and trines Aquarius. And beyond facts and information, Mars is also linked to social media. Mars now aspects Pluto. And Mars-Pluto aspects sometimes can manifest a might makes right assertion. Power and control in your personal life or on the world stage. There can be a suppressive aspect of Pluto. It's very dominating. It's also about power and control. You will do this, you will. And this can bring about additional censorship on social media. When Mars turns retrograde on October 30th, it conjuncts the Mars in the birth chart of the USA, July 4th, 1776. It will also hit that point between November 24th and 25th, that's Thanksgiving weekend and Black Friday, and January 6th, 7th. Now, we all know what January 6th is. I think this is just amazing. Now, everyone has a Mars return every 2 years, so you may not think this is a big deal. But what makes it stronger now is that Pluto is bringing the USA its first Pluto return. It is the very first time Pluto has moved back to its place at the 1776 birth position for the USA as a country. Pluto in the USA birth chart is in its second house, having to do with finances, economy, as well as the constitution and the values of the country, and geographically. This is a spiritual rebirth for America, and it's just the beginning. So, potentially, we're going to have a complete financial rebirth. Pluto is the planet of death, transformation, and rebirth. So think of it as that. And yes, we are going to have a very messy collapse, a demolition phase. Okay. It's almost like you've designed a suddenly, stunningly beautiful house. It's a house that has all the modern conveniences. But your old house is still standing. It isn't working very well. Nothing is updated. And you have to tear it down. Don't focus on the rubble, the demolition, and the mess. Keep reminding yourself of the vision of your new house, your house that will be built with love. By the way, I just went through that in the past 3 years. I bought my family home, and when I bought it, it wasn't livable. And I went through 18 months of the rubble and the rebirth. And right now, not only is it gorgeous, but it certainly has gained value. So go beyond the collapse. That's important. Where we're going, get to the outcome. Don't worry about how you're going to get there. And that's what Dr. Deepak Chopra teaches us. Focus on the outcome. If you're going on a business trip and you want to catch up with somebody that you haven't been able to visit with and they're in that particular area, visualize them. And you will run into them before you leave. It's so wonderful, so magical. This is going to help you physically, mentally, and spiritually. We are gathering together. We are becoming the psychic detective. We're digging up the lies, the betrayals, the thievery, and we're exposing and removing them to bring about a fair, balanced, trusting, kind, and loving new world. Mars retrogrades in Gemini next Sunday, October 30th. I'll be on the air again until January 12th, and it stays in Gemini until March 23rd, 2023. Whenever a planet is retrograde, it's closer to the Earth. We will be feeling this Mars assertiveness on October 30th during this retrograde station of Mars conjunction. I have some news for you. During this retrograde, Mars conjuncts the Sun of our Chinese leader, Jinping, and squares the Iran country's birth chart. So we'll see action with those two people, China and Iran. At this time, it's best for you and your mental physical health to take a step back from any danger. Don't do tit for tat. Don't get into spats, especially on social media. Step back. Turn off the computer. Because how important is it for you to win those mini arguments anyway? It just isn't. And in doing it at this time, it could physically harm you. Time to up the game. Don't operate from the ego. I've got to be right. But begin to drop in the heart and operate from love. You know what the ego is. Easing God out. Thank you for sharing, for trusting me enough to share your feelings. This will be, that's what you think back to the person that's harassing you on social media. Thank you for sharing. There will be a lot of this going on, and you need to rise above it. We've had all kinds of divisions, separations, black versus white, red versus yellow, for thousands of years. This is the one time, the greatest time of all human evolution ever. Don't lose this opportunity or waste this precious time. We're at the end of our show, and there's so much more to share. But I do think tonight that I have covered some very important issues. If you get a chance, go to the internet to see the path of the eclipse. This is where the energy is going to land. And I want to tell you, it's going to land over Western Asia, all of Europe, Western Russia, Western Africa, the entire Middle East, Mexico, South America, Chile, and Peru, Thailand, Switzerland, Italy, Peru, Eastern Canada, and Washington, D.C. Now, what I had seen for Washington, D.C. was a terrible hurricane storm. I wonder what that's going to do. But I saw it clear as can be when we had this last storm. So start your prayers and start your meditations. And remember, for every time, there is a reason. For every season, there is a time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I will be back next week and continue to talk more about what these energies will bring. Have a wonderful week. Please take the meditation and start to pray a lot. Get close to your guides and to your angels and step back and wait it out. Thank you for listening and good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes. And start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath. And have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. allowing yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies. Thank you.